do we have here? What poor souls found their way into my web? That must have been quite a nasty fall from up there. It's lucky my webs were here to catch you. Otherwise, it might have ended very poorly for you. Hello there, little morsel. You're probably confused and frightened. Your squirming around my webs only makes it more fun for me to watch. Makes my meal all the more entertaining. Though I wouldn't recommend it for much longer. My darling children are beginning to wake up. And they just come skittering along when fresh prey falls into my webs. Now, let's get a good look at you. Try not to use all of your energy, darling. I wouldn't want to give you a bite. That would make the game so boring. You're a cute one. Most of those who come by these woods are so dull. But you are definitely worth keeping. Don't act so surprised, dear. I was watching you sulking about the woods. And I followed you. Whispering in your ears. And making sure you scrambled your way into my trap. And now you're here. At my mercy. Do I frighten you? You probably heard stories of the spider queen who lives in the dark forest, trapping those foolish enough to venture in, draining them of all their strength, and keeping them forever. But I'm guessing you wanted to come and see for yourself. Well, I hope I'm everything you were expecting. I am the spider queen, and all who travel through these tunnels and the woods above them are my subjects. You're still afraid, aren't you? My legs and my eyes make you nervous. I can see you shaking up a storm. Don't you find them beautiful? My body glistening among the webs. My eyes like sparkling rubies. You're probably not thinking straight. It must be cold from all that wandering around up there. Here, let me wrap you up nice and warm. Don't struggle now, or else I'll have to sink my fangs into you now and ruin all the fun we can have. Doesn't that feel nice? My hands slowly brushing from one side of your neck to the other. You don't have to struggle anymore. You just want to be safe. I can give you that. You just need to say the word and all your troubles will fall away. I can be your protector. You'll be safe with me. Would you like to call me Mommy? I really do like being called that. Will you call me that, my sweet? My webs are usually stronger than that. Must have been a bad strand. That was close. What did I tell you about struggling? I suppose I shall just have to tie you up even more. Make sure you don't misbehave. I bet this feels strange. My webs slowly tightening around your wrists and your ankles. Soon you'll be completely powerless. Completely at my mercy. Or is that what you truly want? You must not have noticed, but your cheeks are flushing, such a pretty shade of red. Even in the moonlight. You can't hide the fact that deep down, you're secretly enjoying this. You want me to tie you up and make you feel safe. That's why you came into the forest, filled with curiosity about that spider woman from all the stories. Huh, you still have some fight left in you. We can always play this the hard way if that's what you want. As much as I enjoy having my prey having some fight in them, I don't appreciate my webs being broken. You are mine now. So just relax and... Ugh, all right. Hard way it is. That should calm you down. Let me finish tying you up as well. Just a tiny amount of my venom should help you relax. I can see the relief in that face of yours again. Your arms tightening around your chest. This excites you, doesn't it? Your ankles pulled together as my webs slowly pulling at your neck. At any moment, I could pull this web around your throat. And you'll just pass out. But I don't think so. That would spoil all my fun. You look so tired. All your struggling can just fade away now. I'll keep you safe. You just need to submit to me. Let my webs take the strain and let me take your stress away. Every strand of web that circles around you only makes that fact more and more true. Each fine string gently pulled around you takes away your strength inch by inch, one breath after the next. And then you'll finally be finished, ready for my supper. Look me in the eyes when I'm talking to you. I said look. Mommy doesn't want to bite you again and fill you with more of my venom. I've chased so many fools into my forest, and all you do is struggle and fight. I only want to play, to admire your pretty faces and enjoy the moonlight with you. Don't you want that? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore, because there's no escape from it. No escape from my webs now. You'll just have to enjoy it while it lasts. Don't try and talk. The venom is working its way through your body. Your muscles are beginning to relax, aren't they? Your breathing slowing down. Let me tie my web around your chest. I want to see it strain until the end. I know I said not to struggle, but if you want to beg, I won't stop you. I might even enjoy it. I love to hear my victims confess all that they are to me before they're covered in my webs. Their secrets and their desires. All mine. You want to beg, don't you? I can see it in your eyes. You want to tell me anything, whatever you can to help you escape. You can if you want. I'll listen. Beg for me. Beg for your life and that I might spare it. You'll have to speak up. The webbing around your neck is making you sound a little croaky. Do you want me to loosen it for you? Very well. I'll loosen it just a bit for you. Only if you promise to behave yourself. Will you? Good answer. Now, let me hear you beg. That's good. Beg and plead for your life. Pray that I don't feed you to my children or drink you dry myself. Beg that I take these webs off and let you run along free. You can do that, can't you? You're entranced by the beauty of my webs, aren't you? Hypnotized by the patterns sparkling in the moonlight. I work so hard to make my cave a work of art. Hours of spinning webs, making sure they're spun just the right way, that when my prey falls in here, they're so taken by the beautiful glimmer in the light, they never want to leave. Each strand of web, shining and glimmering, as it's woven into this beautiful pattern, and spun throughout these tunnels. They all serve a purpose. I spin these webs and I can feel the vibrations whenever someone steps near them. Which means I knew you were here the moment you stepped into my forest. I could feel each and every step, inching closer and closer, until I came and found you. Watched you follow my webs and my shadows until you came into my burrow before you fell into my trap. You don't want to ruin all the hard work I've done just for you, do you? No, you don't want to ruin this. I've worked so hard to get you here. Why would you ever want to leave? It would break my heart. And you don't want to break my heart, do you? I didn't think so. Now as a reward, I can show you how I make my webs into all sorts of things. I can spin them into all sorts of beautiful patterns and hypnotize people with them. Do you want me to hypnotize you? I want to hear you say it. It'll bring me so much joy to watch you slip into trance. As I spin my beautiful strings around you entirely. Good. Now relax. I'll be gentle. I'm gonna start wrapping you now. Just breathe slowly as I pull each string around you. Each of my legs gently twirling my beautiful webs around you. It won't hurt. My venom numbs any of the pain. Can you feel your legs tightening together? Your ankles rubbing together. There. I knew you'd start to enjoy this. I can tell you're not afraid anymore. The venom's working its way through your veins. And soon it'll reach your mind. And all you will feel is bliss and safety. Once I finish wrapping you up, you'll just fade away into the abyss. Aren't my webs dazzling? Can you feel yourself slipping into a trance as I spin them around and make them dance for you? It won't be much longer. My webs are almost halfway around your body. Your eyes are beginning to fall. It's beginning to creep up on you. It's alright, darling. Mommy will make sure you're nice and comfortable. I would never want anything ill on you. Mummy promises. Once I'm done wrapping these around you, you'll be so comfortable. Do you like calling me Mummy? You like how close I am to you? Does it make you happy to have Mummy so close? It feels even better when the webs are pulled nice and tight that way. There's no space to make you itch or move. You can just sleep without ever having to worry about all the stress ever again. I'll take care of everything for you. Shh. No. Don't struggle now. It's okay. Just put your hands against your sides and I'll tighten them up. Trust me. Mother knows best. So let me do my work. Keep your hands nice and tight against your sides. Hold them still now. That's it. Doesn't that feel better? Each strand perfectly pulled and woven around your body. It doesn't hurt, does it? See, I told you. I'm almost finished. Then you can rest, sweetie. Here, let me dance with you whilst I finish tying you up. The perks of having multiple legs. It's why I'm going to be such a good mommy for you. I'm almost done, sweetie. Your elbows getting tightened against your sides. Just breathe slowly for me, so I don't make it too tight. I don't want you to lose all your air. Good. Good, nice and slow. With each breath, it'll get a little bit tighter as it moves further and further up to your neck. But it won't hurt much. Look into my eyes. Watch them sparkle. Don't focus on the webs, focus on me. You'll fall to sleep soon. And I want the last thing you remember is my eyes looking into yours. Almost there. It might feel a little tight around your neck, sweetie, but as long as you keep your eyes on me, it'll all be over soon. Just a few more strands before I tie you up fully. And I want one more thing from you. There. Look into my eyes. I will let you out when I want to play with you next, okay? But until then, shh, you can sleep now. Sleep. And let me take care of it all. Slip into darkness. And know that I am always here for you. You belong to me now. You belong to Mummy now.